Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the fourth day of Sivan Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shavir's Perek Shmini Mishnah Chamishis. Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that it is forbidden to use the Dmei Shavir's, that's money that was obtained from sale of fruits of Shemitah, or produce of Shemitah. One cannot use such money for services other than food, eating, drinking, or putting, in the case of oil, for example, applying to your body. Just like the fruits of Shavis themselves, so too the Dmei Shavis, the money of Shemitah money. Ein Noisnim, says the Mishnah, we're not allowed to give money of Shemitah, Dmei Shavis, lo levayer, you can't give it to a digger, a person who digs water pits, so that to supply water for various needs other than just pure drinking. V'lo lebalon, nor is you're allowed to pay it to a bathhouse keeper. V'lo lesapar, nor to a barber, a hairdresser. V'lo lesapar, nor to a sailor, a person, or a boat owner. All these activities are not activities directly involved with eating or drinking or putting on one's body, and therefore you can't use the Dmei Shavis for them. Avol noisen hulavai lishtois. You're allowed to pay it to a person to dig wells for drinking water. That's fine, for shtia. Ulechulon, and for all of those trades that we mentioned, hu noisen matnas chinam, you're allowed to give them money of Shemitah as a gift, not as payment, as a gift. Even though you know that maybe down the track they won't ask you for payment for the services, that's fine. Now you're giving it as a gift, that's fine. You can use Dmei Shavis to give someone as a gift as long as they know they have to use it for food and drink and achil shtia and sicha. Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is coming to teach us that all the activities which are done or made with the fruits of Shemitah, even after they've been plucked from the ground, must be made with a shinui, with a change. Do it differently. Do the work differently than you would with normally during the year, during other years. This is learnt from the pasuk Ves Inve Nizirecha Loisivtsar. The grapes of your harvest you shall not harvest. And our Chazal tell us it means don't harvest in the normal way. Now, it's true, the Torah cannot be telling us that it's forbidden to harvest it at all, because the Torah actually permits it to be eaten. There's a pasuk, V'hoiso Shabbos ha'oretz lochem la'achla, that the sabbatical fruits of the year are there for you to eat. So what does it mean you can't harvest it? It means you can't harvest it in the normal manner. It means you must make a change, a difference. There, you don't deal with the fruits of Shemitah the way you deal with the rest of the years. Now, there's a major machlokes, Rishonim, Rabbeinu Shimshon, Rabbeinu Tam, as to what fruits are we talking about, what circumstance are we talking about. Were the fruits kept aside like they shouldn't have been? Was the person not treating them correctly? Did he not mafkir them because he went to drukir them onus? Rabbeinu Shimshon says, yes, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about fruits that he did not mafkir. He did not declare ownerless. He did not declare free for all. He kept them for himself. Now he has to make a shino, he has to make a change. If he was mafkir them, then you're allowed to do what you normally do without any shino. Rabbeinu Tam learns differently. He says that if a person wasn't mafkir his fruits in Shemitah, then no change in the world is going to help. They're also for him to eat. Their fruits become also to eat. You kept them for yourself. You didn't make them free for everybody to come and take. Well, guess what? You can't eat them at all. And even a shini won't help, even a change. Our Mishnah is talking about, according to Rabbeinu Tam and others, the fruits that were declared hafkir appropriately, that even then you can't do the work without a shino. You have to, the activities you do must involve a change. Says the Mishnah, Ta'inim shel shviz, if you have figs that are of the Shemitah year produce, ein koitzin oisen b'muktzah, you can't dry them in the normal muktzah. Muktzah means a place which was reserved for drying fruits. You can't use it, you can't use this area and dry it in the normal manner. Aval koitzah oisam b'chorva, you're allowed to dry them out in a churva. Churva means in a place which is like an old desolate area, a place which is where people don't normally would dry fruits there. This is a shinui, this makes a change in the activity of drying the figs, and that would be sufficient. Says the Mishnah further, Ein dorchin anovim begas. One is not allowed to press grapes in the grape press, in the grapevine, in the grape press, wine press, like you do in normal years. Aval dorchu barova, he can tread upon them in a big kneading bowl where you make the dough. Venoisin azesim, one cannot make or squeeze olives to get the oil out, bevad, in the normal olive press, uvakotev, or in a small olive press, a bad cotton as it's called, a base bad cotton, the Rambam calls it. Others say that that we're talking here about a large beam, a heavy beam that was put on the olives in the base of bad, and that was called the kotev. And on the top of it, there was a large stone. So you can't use that. You can't put it there as well. That's how other Mefarshim learn. Aval koisesho, but what he can do with the olives of Shemitah produce is he can crush them, omachnis levodida. He can crush them and then put them through the bodida. He can put them through this very, very small olive press. That would constitute a shinoi, a change. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Aftoichen hu beves abad, you can start off grinding the olives in a proper olive press, and then umachnes lobedida, but he puts it into this very small olive press to get the oil, to squeeze the oil out. According to Rabbi Shimon, that would be sufficient enough as a shinoi, as a change, by not completing the process in the beis abad in the olive press, but doing it in the bodida. And the halacha indeed is like Rabbi Shimon, that would suffice to act as a shinoi. As we said before, there's a machlokes rishonim as to what fruits we're talking about. Were they kept properly, mafkir, were they properly declared hefker, and you still need a shinoi, or like Rabbeinu, or like Rabbeinu Shimshon learns, we're talking dafka about fruits that he didn't observe the mitzvah shmita of keeping him, of making him a hefker, and he kept it for himself. That's why he needs the shinoi.